Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by RabbitsReviews.com, the most read adult review site on the internet. Rabbits Reviews is sort of like Roger Ebert for porn. They have tons of reviews, but they also offer discounted memberships. And when you visit RabbitsReviews.com/skin today, you can find the very best deals and reviews just for you. Hey, Skin, how's it going?
Doing good, Andrea. You know, when you said Roger Ebert for porn, I could guarantee you Siskel and Ebert would have given MrSkin.com three thumbs up. So, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's very cool. But, yeah, thank you very much, RabbitReviews.com. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff over there for sure.
So, hey, Andrea, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. There's so much going on in the world of nudity the past week.
Oh, my God. Well, it's funny because I'm looking at my chat. You know, we have this company chat, and I was doing radio shows early in the morning, and at 7:11 in the morning, my head of content, I'm looking at his thing. He hit me up. He goes, "Holy cow, lots of good TV nudity last night." Uh-huh. Yeah. When you get that, you're feeling really good about the day. Because I knew coming in, I always like on the weekend, I'll start to round up stuff for the week for the podcast. And then I got to kind of lay low until, you know, Monday morning. Because, you know, Sunday night's when a lot of this stuff pops.
Right.
And last night was especially good. It was really good last night. So.
Well, I'm excited. Let's do the damn thing. Where do you want to start, Skin?
Yeah, and I'm going to do, there's so much television stuff today. Today's episode's going to be all about TV, but there's so much stuff. And some you'll know and some you're definitely not going to know. We found some amazing nude scenes that I'm really excited to talk to you guys about.
But excellent.
Anyway, yeah, let me start with the best TV show for nudity without question. They're in their seventh episode on HBO, The Deuce. And, you know, we talked about this last week. You know, Maggie Gyllenhaal, by the way, went for her seventh straight. This is like Joe DiMaggio. will a 56-game hitting streak happen here? Because she's gone seven episodes in a row where she was naked. And last night was fantastic. And the thing about it is, you know, she was in The Dark Knight. She's not a nobody actress. And the fact that a big name star of the show is getting this naked on a regular basis is awesome. But Olivia Lucardi was naked, Kyla Foster, Jamie Newman, Margarita LaViva, who
Whoa.
I'm a huge fan of and I want to get into in a minute. But so let me give you a little synopsis of everything that happened. So obviously there was a ton of nudity on The Deuce. Emily Mead, who, if you're a fan of the show or kind of a fan of the show, she was the girl from Minnesota that got off the bus and the pimps were waiting, and now she is doing not only pimping but making some pornos, and they've been doing this nurse porno the last couple of weeks. So she got naked. She oiled up her breasts on the porn set, which was awesome. You would have loved that, Andrea. And
love oil.
And we've talked about Emily Mead. She's you know, in her mid to late 20s, and she just looks it in the rack department, has a fantastic rack. She's the girl in the little maid's outfit in that one scene sitting with Maggie Gyllenhaal. Really, really hot babe.
Yeah, I love French maid outfits, like, regardless of anything. So you put Emily Mead in with her perfect body in a French maid outfit and then have Maggie rubbing her down with oil. It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's very good stuff.
On.
Right, right. So she was nude. And then there's been this thing going on where this Olivia Lucardi and Kyla Foster have been in a bunch of scenes together, and they're doing kind of a scam where one girl will be banging a guy while the other girl kind of sneaks through his wallets, grabs a little extra cash. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, girls got to make a living. But that was going on. So they both got naked last night. But I want to say the one I want to highlight is Margarita Lavivia, who I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, as I always do. But man, is she hot. And first of all, she is the NYU student that has kind of got caught up in this world. And I think they're saying it's pronounced Laviva, which is fantastic. Now, here's something interesting. First of all, she's the girl that's with the other girl in that scene where she gets on the bed and she takes her dress off. Mm-hmm. First of all, Andrea,
yeah,
how hot is that orange, like, 70s dress she's wearing to start? That is ridiculously hot.
Smoking.
She takes it off and she's nude. And she's been naked like 3 or 4 times on the show, but to me, she's like my favorite girl. I think she's beautiful. But here's the thing. She's playing an NYU student who kind of, you know, drops out of school or whatever. She's, in real life, 37 years old.
No.
Yes.
What?
How about that rack for 37?
How about that entire body? Like,
I know.
37? I mean, I hope I look that good when I'm 37. I mean, I hoped I looked that good when I was 27.
I'm telling you. So she, whoa. I know, she's playing like a college, like she's playing a girl in college and that's like her roommate and
she's amazing.
You know, is changing in front of her and it blew my mind because I knew she wasn't in her early 20s, but then we were in the content department earlier today. And
yeah.
They're like, no, she's 100%. She's 37 years old. She's was actually born in Russia. She's Russian American. She's grew up here, but was born in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just super hot. So she's my like pick to click on that show. I really dig her. She's been naked 3 or 4 times, including last night. But if you haven't seen The Deuce, definitely check it out. So much nudity. Until Westworld comes back on the air, this is the best show for TV nudity, no doubt about it.
Right on. Do we know when Westworld's coming back?
Yeah, but it won't be until 2018.
So. Nice. Okay. I'm dying for it. As long as it's coming back for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. When it comes to nudity, The Deuce is an ace as far as I'm concerned. So,
right
yeah.
on. Totally.
Yeah. But anyway, but also Ray Donovan last night had some nudity. I know you're a Ray Donovan babe.
Mm-hmm.
That Alyssa Diaz, who plays Teresa on the show, who's married to Dash Bunchy, she's married to. Yeah. She just had a brief breast scene. Now, a couple of seasons ago, she did a scene with him where she was wearing like a workout top and mm-hmm. she pulled her breasts out and fondled them in front of him, which, really hot scene. It made my pants bunchy in the front when I saw that. But was that a great scene. Last night's topless scene was not up to that standard from a couple seasons ago, but whatever. It was cool. She was nude. I told you this last week and my guys confirmed it. There are 11 episodes and they got one more to go of the 5th season. If I had to rank the 5 Ray Donovan seasons for nudity, this would be the 5th season, the 5th best. There has been great nude scenes. Paula Malcolmson, we had Lily Simmons doing some stuff, but and this Alyssa Diaz, but it hasn't been, in my opinion, up to the first 4 season, you know, Ray Donovan shows.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah, it's always been super sexy and hot. And now it's like, you know, I was watching this scene last night and I saw a little bit of areola at first and I was like, oh, I hope Mr. Skin talks about the nip slip.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a full boob, but hair and the blanket. But I will say, Alyssa Diaz does get hotter each season. Like, she's looking way better.
You know what? That's a great point because I was, in getting ready for the show, I went back and watched that scene again where she whipped him out with the workout top.
Right.
And she looked, her body just had a different shape. It's almost like she's like worked out more.
She got a trainer for
cut.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she was a little different body shape then. But yeah, but I still love that scene from a couple seasons ago. But yeah, it was good to see her naked last night, even though it was like hair-colored nudity, but whatever.
And it was so funny during that scene because, you know, I didn't know if Bunchy was naked or not. And then when he got up, I was like, please don't let him be naked. Because there's just something about his character that's so unsexy. I just didn't want to see it. So I was very relieved he wasn't naked.
Yeah. Well, I watch a lot of like GIFs of Ray Donovan, because we're always like every week going through it now.
Mm-hmm.
Zipping. And he always has these weird expressions on his face. He's a weird cat. So
I will say, in person, yeah, he's not that weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so he's a really good actor because he doesn't act like that in person. So every time I see him, I'm like, oh, God, he's such a dope. I just have to remember that's not him. That's his character. He plays a really good dope.
No, well, that's cool. Well, now you got the dope on Ray Donovan. We had some one brief nude scene last night, and their series finale will be next Sunday. So we will, of course, have all the update on that for you. But there's another show, Andrea, that airs on Sunday nights on the Stars Network. It's called Outlander. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I struggle every time I talk to my guys. It's like, it's the weirdest premise for a show that actually made it three seasons on an obscure network, because Stars, you know, isn't super big network. But
right,
it's about an English combat nurse from 1945, played by Katrina Balfe, who goes back in time to 1743. Don't ask me why, but it's just, that's the premise of the show. And it's just such a weird time frame to me, like 1945 back to 1743. It'd be one thing if it was like a modern day nurse back to 1740 or modern day back to 1945. It would seem more, you know,
right.
But they pull it off, and the show, you know, it's been going. They had their sixth episode of the third season last night. And I guess after decades apart, this Jamie, this guy, Sam Heughan, and Claire, who's Katrina Balfe, they finally reunited and rekindled their emotional, you know, and physical bonds, let's say. And this episode literally had had about 15 full minutes of,
ooh,
them just, you know, like
being
hooking
passionate,
back up,
yeah,
and having sex. So I'd have to say, for a show that's had a pretty good amount of nudity, and look at Katrina Balfe's wreck. That's pretty nice.
Staring right at it. I mean, it's,
and that's real, by the way.
Totally real. And you know, we've seen her nude in previous episodes.
Yeah.
And I think this might be the best shot of her boobs straight up in episode six. Like, I don't know. I'm seeing them in a whole different light.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because one scene's dark and one scene's in the light. But she, I would have to say they've had more graphic stuff, but as far as an episode go, to have 15 minutes of her just topless and
that's
having sex with this guy is a lot.
Totally.
So yeah, it was really, really hot. The guy's back's a little nicked up.
His back is fucked the fuck up. You know, they're like, oh, women like scars. You know, we do, but that's a little excessive. I'd still give him a back scratch if he wanted it, though.
Yeah, but so lots of Katrina Balfe topless laying in bed while he's fondling her breast.
Yeah, that's
her top
super
off,
hot.
Standing in the light. Yeah, really good. So, you know, I try to update you on that when something happens, but last night was definitely one of the best episodes of Outlander that I've seen for nudity. So
excellent.
There was that last night. So moving right along, another show I wanted to talk about is You're the Worst. Now, this is an FX show that airs on Wednesday nights, and it stars Aya Cash and Chris Gere. And it's on FX Wednesdays. They're in their fourth season, their eighth episode. And wow, was it a wild scene.
This shit is hilarious.
I know. I couldn't wait for the podcast because there's a couple things that happen in the scene.
It's like, where to start?
I know. It kind of blew my mind. So Amy Peetz gets guest stars. Amy Peetz, P-I-E-T-Z. She guest stars. And by the way, that name might sound familiar because, do you remember the old TV show Caroline in the City?
Yeah.
Remember that with Leah Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
She played Annie on the show for 4 years. She was a regular character on the show.
Oh, okay.
And she had never been naked. And last Wednesday on You're the Worst, she is a little boozed up and hooks up with Chris Gere. And they're having this wild sex. And all of a sudden, she just stops and just starts violently throwing up. And okay, so first of all, And from what I remember, she's like on the show, she plays a housewife who writes erotic literature.
Mm-hmm.
Is her gig on the show, why she's on the show. So anyway, so first of all, there's two things that happen. One is she starts violently throwing up, which, so you see this girl naked from the waist down, throwing up on the bed, then she falls out of bed and then runs in the bathroom and then
throwing up the whole time
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
While her like incredibly hot butt is facing the camera, which is a really pretty graphic scene again for FX. FX surprises me all the time with this stuff. So maybe I shouldn't be surprised anymore, but
I know I think one of the funniest things of this scene though was when he pulls off her, you know, outfit and she has a pair of Spanx on underneath.
Yes. 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 Exactly.
I've never worn those, but I would imagine they'd be, you know, a nuisance because they're like these skin tight things that kind of make your shape better. If you're a woman, they kind of suck you in all the right places and they have to be like super duper tight in order to recontour your body. So that was hilarious.
That's probably why once those came off, she started throwing up. But I got to tell you, watch this part because I actually watched this in slow motion with my guys in content.
Yeah.
When she falls out of bed after the first throw up, she came so close to rear burger.
I know.
Because she like flips out of bed. I can't believe she didn't show it. It blows my mind because she literally was like upside down falling out of bed and the camera stayed right on her butt. I don't know how she got away without a rear burger.
I know. She fell into a pile driver. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then cartwheeled out of it. And the whole time I saw that too, that's exactly what I was looking for. Like, oh, are we going to get the rear burger? It's close.
Do you think she has an innie? Cause
yeah,
most women, you would have saw some labia off the flip, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Cause you would have seen something from behind because that was,
Yeah. And I hope I'm explaining this right. So Chris Gear is banging her. He's on top of her.
Yeah.
She only is wearing a bra. She gets like starts to get
sick,
about ready to throw up, and she's trying to get to the bathroom. She throws up in the bed and then flips over like face first out of the bed,
right.
And her legs went in the air with her butt facing the camera. Like how she didn't show vag is beyond me, but you know, it didn't happen. So.
Upon closer inspection, because I'm now watching this like 40 times, I think it's because her thighs touch and her thighs are blocking us viewing in. So if she were a little thinner or had just, you know what I mean? We probably could get a clear bird's eye view. But I think because just the exact second where we should see it is where her legs kind of close, blocking the view.
Yeah, she doesn't have that little space is what you're saying. Yeah.
What's that little space called? That little
triangle. Know. There's a window to heaven.
It's called
like we call it like the diamond in the diamond in the muff, you know, the diamond in the rough. It's that diamond shape that you could see from the back, you know?
I love that. But, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Anyway, Amy Peetz is quite a Peetz of ass, by the way.
Yes.
I'm really in the if you don't mind the big chunks to throw up in the bed and in the bathroom when she's rolling in there, it's a pretty hot scene. So and a new debut, always big here at MrSkin.com. So yeah,
that's awesome.
You're the worst. FX Wednesday nights, really good scene with Amy Peetz. Just wanted to get in, but also really weird scene. And definitely check that out at our website and see if you can see what we're talking about when she flips out.
Yes, and it's such a great scene because it's super sexy, super funny, and super disturbing at the same time. So I'm all about it.
Yeah, everything we love.
We love.
Yeah, exactly. So let me. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about is actually something that's going to be coming up this weekend that we're very excited about because we've actually, 2 weeks before it debuted, we actually got our grubby little mitts on this and we're very excited. It's called Smilf.
Mm.
It's going to be a new show on Showtime, which stars Frankie Shaw. And we were able to get it. They did like Showtime does this. If you're a subscriber, you could see a premiere of an episode a couple weeks early. So we've known about this because it was a short film. Smilf was a short film at the Sundance Film Fest in 2015. And we also knew Frankie Shaw from the first season of Mr. Robot. She played Shyla, and she was the one that was dating Romy Malek. And there was one scene where he was smoking a joint in bed and she was laying next to him and you could see her butt.
Mm-hmm.
But as nice as that was, you would not believe, Andrea, the nudity, not only in the short film. The short film was crazy because she was out of her mind in the after having, she's a single mother.
Oh, is that what the S stands for in SMILF? I was like, single, what does the S stand for?
Yeah, single mother. I'd like to, yeah. So it's basically this, she's a 20-something mom struggling to find a happy work-life balance. And she created the show, and it's based on the short film she did at the Sundance Film Fest in 2015. And she's taken one scene, she's taken a bath with her son. She's topless. One scene that just blew my mind. So she thought that after having a baby that her vagina would be blown out, in her words, blown out. So she calls up one of her exes, and he's a real dorky, like she's super hot. Yeah. He's like, you're like, how the hell did she end up with this guy? But she was, you know, single. She's raising a kid, doesn't have a lot of time, but she wanted someone over for sex because the kid was sleeping, and she had about, you know, she had her 20-minute window. So she calls this guy over, and he's a total doofus.
Yeah.
But she's like laying back, and he gets on top of her completely naked, and it doesn't go well because the kid's in the room and all, but it's a comedy. But she has a great rack and shows it off, not only in the short film, but then again in the debut, which will debut on Showtime Sunday night, November 5th. So we're excited about this show, and she is a babe, big fan.
She's
of
total babe,
Frankie Shaw. Yeah.
Now I got to ask you though. I don't know how much of this episode you've seen beyond the nudity, but what was the verdict? Was the vag blown out?
No. Well, we don't find out because
I'm like, I want to know.
Oh, I don't want to ruin it, but basically, they're like, she's all horny, and this guy is such. He's like.
He's a dork.
Typical dork guy. But something happens where he freaks out and they can't consummate sex. So we don't find out.
But the scene is just so great because not only, you know, do we have the nudity where he's on top of her, but she's like bouncing around and all over the place and trying to put panties on, and you get like little peeks of ass and cooch and all this stuff.
Well, you actually see Bush in that scene. Yeah. We slowed it down on the website. You're looking at it in fast motion, but you definitely see Bush, and it's, it's good. She shows butt, Bush, and boobs in just these in this pilot and in the first episode. So we're really excited, SMILF. If you have that in the first episode, usually it bodes well. But
right?
Yeah, so the show's called SMILF's, debuts Sunday night on HBO November 5th, so check that out.
Excellent.
And so before we move on, Andrea, will you let the audience know a little bit more about our sponsor?
Oh, for sure. So rabbitsreview.com writes detailed reviews of all the biggest and best porn sites, offering you customer service help along the way. They have more than 6,000 active reviews, MrSkin.com included.
And yes, very positive, I might say.
That's right. I mean, would we expect any less, though? Come on. They have every category that you can think of, from voyeur to MILF, not SMILF, MILF, to everything in between. They even offer a money-back guarantee. So visit rabbitsreviews.com/skin right now so you can check out the best deals and reviews in adult.
Yeah, and that's cool too, because, you know, I've said this to you before, you know, we have our Chicago office here, we got 30 some people, and we work really hard on the website. I mean, I've got, you know, so many good employees, and it's nice, actually. It's kind of cool for me to go to to a review site like Rabbit's Reviews and see how well our website's reviewed, to hear someone from the outside say such nice things. We're the highest rated celebrity website on Rabbit's Reviews, and rightly so, but it's very nice after all the hard work we do to see someone else confirm that. So anyway, thanks again for being a sponsor of the Mr. Skin podcast.
Absolutely.
So very cool. Yeah. So I have more TV stuff to get to.
Bring it on,
Andrea. Yeah. Well, one is, I got a couple of BBC shows, and the BBC, you can always count on nudity. It's a UK channel, obviously, and there's a show called Relic, which is a serial killer drama, and this girl Jodie Balfour is been naked. They're in their first season, their sixth and final episode of this season. It's weird they're only doing six episodes, but do you remember I talked to you about this show called Quarry from Cinemax?
Yes,
about a guy.
I do.
Yeah, it was a guy about the Vietnam vet coming back in the early 70s. Well, she was his love interest, and guys were going nuts when the show was on. Ask me about that hot chick from Quarry. Well, she showed up now on this relic, and we had some flashbacks in episode 6 of her and Richard Dormer having sex, and some really nice topless shots of her. So I'm glad to see she landed on her feet, or in this case, landed on her back after Quarry. And the show's called Relic, BBC One. You know, Andrea, we do not just focus on American television. We also focus on it. My Skinternational division is always checking all the good stuff.
I know. Y'all are thorough.
Yeah, we're good. So anyway, she had some really nice nude scenes, which you could see by the pics, I have here, the things. But there's another BBC show called Gunpowder, which is it's a new miniseries on the BBC. And it's interesting. I know, it's a really weird...
Break it down.
We'll get into this in a second, but I thought you'd be interested in this because, first of all, I should say the show Gunpowder, it's based on the British activist Guy Fawkes, who it was like in the early 17th century, tried to blow up the House of Lords.
Right.
And that's the... that's the whole origin. Well, what happened then, V for Vendetta and another movie started to use that mask.
Guy Fawkes mask.
Guy Fawkes mask. And it's kind of become an anti-establishment mask now for different causes.
Absolutely.
And that's what Gunpowder is all about, about this Guy Fawkes.
I
think it was 1605. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, but there was a scene in there, my God, really blew our minds. This girl, what's her name?
Sean.
It's Sian or Sean. Probably Sean. It's spelled S-I-A-N. Sean Weber. She's this older woman and is being tortured, completely naked. She's a little, older, a little heavier. She is stripped down in the public square and held down, tied down in full frontal, the whole everything. And
the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada. Pretty crazy nude scene in the first episode of the new miniseries Gunpowder about Guy Fawkes and all that. So we'll
this
be
is
keeping.
Nuts.
Yeah, we'll be keeping on top of that, but a pretty wild nude scene from
and
that.
Did I spy Liv Tyler in the crowd of this scene?
It looks like Liv Tyler.
So we don't know, because, I mean, if I could maybe see some Liv Tyler titty in Gunpowder, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, well, we saw her bush in Leftovers, but I do not think she's in this. I do not think she's in Gunpowder.
Her.
Someone that just looks like her, right?
Oh, man.
But this Sean Weber, that's quite a nude scene. So anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. And we'll in subsequent episodes give you updates. So,
please do.
Now I wanted to bring up these guys are telling me that is Liv Tyler you saw. I didn't see what you were seeing.
Ooh.
But that girl with the girl with the really short, what do you call that kind of hair? Like they did her hair pretty funky. That is Liv Tyler in the audience. So good call. I didn't
even
see that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I got that eye for hot babes. I'm like, wait, was that Liv Tyler?
No, that's great. That's great. I didn't see where you were saying that was, but there's an audience. This woman's being stripped down and held down.
And like persecuted for something. Yeah.
She obviously didn't do something. She's obviously being punished for something. And in the crowd is a bundled up hot babe, and it is Liv Tyler. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And this is like me reaching right now, but I think is the guy next to her, the guy who plays Jon Snow from
Game of Thrones? Yeah, it's Kit Harington. Just as you said that. The guys were telling me. See, the difference between you and me is I'm focused on the woman being tied down.
Well, how couldn't you be? Yeah, like her cooch is hanging
and
out.
You're looking in the audience, and you get Jon Snow and Liv Tyler in the audience. So good catch.
Jon Snow, as we know on Game of Thrones, no stranger to getting nasty and having sex. If I'm like fingers crossed.
Well, you know what else I noticed now that I'm watching this and they show the audience is he's kind of short. Like Liv Tyler almost looks taller than him.
Is that possible? A tall woman, I believe.
Okay.
And actors, as we know in Hollywood, are always like a foot shorter than we think they are. The only ones that are actually taller, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and like Woody Harrelson. Everyone else is, 5'8".
Yeah, because it's like, Because when you look at him in the audience, you know, and when he's wearing like, not wearing like medieval clothes when he, well, this is like 1605. So, but anyway, he looks really short to me. But anyway, yeah, the movie's, or the series is called Gunpowder.
And I'm actually really excited to watch stuff, it.
But, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, okay, so we found this web series. Oh. You know what time it is.
Time to spin that wheel.
It's Wheel of Skin time.
Yep.
This is where CP, the EP, spins the Mr. Skin Wheel of Skin and pulls up an actress. And I, of course, am Pat Sajak. You are?
Vagia White.
Yeah, and this is a Merck and Griffin production where every week we randomly pull up a girl from our database of over 27,000 actresses. And I kind of riff on their careers and, you know, where you could see them naked and their skinography and all that stuff. So, CP, go ahead and spin the wheel.
Okay. And we have Terry Polo.
Ooh. Do you know who Terry Polo is,
yes,
Andrea?
Yes, Meet the Fockers, right?
Well, right. That's right. I think right or now she's on that show, The Fosters, on ABC, because I know she had a lesbian wedding on there. So I'm pretty sure she's still on that show. It started about 4 years ago.
Okay.
It's called The Fosters on ABC. I know that because my freaking 13-year-old daughter watches The Fosters. So I know a little about it. But she's best known as, obviously, Pam Burns, Greg Focker's wife, and Robert De Niro's daughter, and Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers. And that's what most people would know her from, because it's a pretty famous, you know,
movie franchise.
Famous, yeah, yeah, movie franchise, no question about it. And it's got to, you got to feel pretty good when you get that role, and then there's like sequel and sequel, you know, and all that.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Yeah,
right, lots of guys into her, and I could tell you, yeah, that's right. She posed nude in Playboy.
She did.
One of my guys just said, yeah, I forgot about that. She posed nude in Playboy, right? It was probably about 10 or 12 years ago. And I was going to talk about her movie nude scenes, but that's right. She posed nude in Playboy in the mid-2000s. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool. So anyway, but let me talk about her movie nudity, because she actually has been naked 3 times.
Oh.
And yeah, and a couple things. So if you're going to go to her go-to movie, I check out a 1993 movie. It's called Quick, and she plays an assassin in that. She's really hot. This is like way before, it's like 7 years before Meet the Parents. So she's in this movie Quick, plays an assassin. About 42 minutes in, she's in a mirror, takes her top off, and yeah, it looked great. It's my favorite Terry Polo nude scene. And then she did a movie after somewhere in the middle of Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents, called Second String, where she's in a bathtub with a guy and you get brief breasts, and it's kind of weird because she really looks, in the 1993 movie, she looks like a lot younger version of the girl you know from Meet the Parents. But then in Second String, it's like right when that movie was going real well, right around a couple years before she posed for Playboy, so it was cool. But then she also did a movie called House of Spirits early in her career, a horror movie where she is dead on a table, naked, if you don't mind. You'd still want to fuck her, but she is dead on a table, topless. And like I said, she also just recently is in a lesbian relationship on The Fosters. So that's a great Wheel of Skin, Terry Polo. And I don't know if guys that are fans of Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers know she's done nudity, but you could see that at MrSkin.com. And Quick would be the one. You'll really dig the scene where she's Andrea topless in the mirror in her jeans. She's like wearing jeans and topless, one of my favorite looks that a girl could do. So definitely check that out.
And that's the assassin one?
Yeah, that's where she plays an assassin.
I think any babe is like 10 times hotter when she plays an assassin. I don't know what it is. There's just something about that badassery that I'm like, damn, bitch, you're fine.
No, I'm with you. So good Wheel of Skin question, yes. Terry Polo. Thank you, CP the EP. So let me get back to, we got a couple more things to talk about on the podcast this week. Anyway, there's this, okay, so I have enough trouble because we have 122 two shows we have to track here at the Mr. Skin offices that have nudity. And now we're getting web series that have great nudity. And I got to tell you, this new web series, we're all over at Mr. Skin. It's called 37 Problems. It's a web series. I know you can get it on Amazon Prime.
I don't even know
how we first found it, because it wasn't like, you know, things like this kind of just
slip through the cracks.
No pun intended, but they're like hard to, you know, it's just like you don't see them coming. There's web series out there, but like web series that have great nude scenes are few and far between. So this girl looks like Maria Carey, kind of. Her name is Lisa Ebersol. She created it. She created the show. She stars in the show. And I think they did 9 episodes, and I know it was in film festivals for the pilot of this was in film fest banging around for a little while. And now it's a web series. Like I said, you get it on Amazon Prime, but I got to tell you, man, check out this nude scene. So this backstory here is she's a woman who I guess has, you know, she's probably a 30 something, and she supposedly has one egg left. So she's trying to find a guy to have a baby.
Okay.
And in the pilot episode, I think it was the pilot episode. I'm trying to think of which episode, but anyway, this one we're showing you. So she's in her bedroom completely naked. She walks out the kitchen full frontal, and it's like she has a fantastic body. She's wearing glasses. Like I said, she looks a little like Mariah Carey in the face.
Yeah.
Full frontal nude, and she doesn't know it, but the mailman from the U.S. Postal Service is standing at the door because her door was open, and he wants her to sign a package, and she just walks into the room and then just like hits the ground because the guy's standing right there, and it's a pretty amazing scene.
Now, when she's walking out of the bedroom, what is she doing to her right nipple? Is she tweaking it?
I don't know. She
it?
Was
she
like tweaking her nip.
Of it?
I don't know. I haven't watched the episode to know what's with. It's almost like she was maybe pulling some lint off her nip, don't
Which
you think?
Which is so bizarre, because as someone who has two nips, and you do too, I've never pulled lint off my tit. But
right.
So that's why I was like, is she tweaking it? Like, maybe does she?
I told my guys in the content department that this has to be an Anatomy Award for maybe the best web series nudity whatever. Cause I got to say, it's perfect lighting. She's super cute, has the glasses on.
Yeah.
Is
she's super
naked
cute.
And just freaks out cause the guy's standing there at the door wanting her to, he's got a package for her that she has to sign for.
Mm-hmm, bet he does.
And, yeah, I know. And she has these curls. And then she, it's a funny scene where she's trying to see if she can get pregnant and all this. So she's waiting for an answer in this package. And she gets so excited when she gets good news. And then it kind of just as a tease, just shows the mailman how great her butt is.
And what a great ass that is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I got to tell you, if you haven't seen this, come to MrSkin.com. It's called 37 Problems. And Lisa Ebersol, I'm a big fan now, and I really, really dig this nude scene when we just discovered it. And it is a web series, but you know, we'll have all the nudity for you at our website.
And I know you said she looks kind of like Mariah Carey. I will say, just to people who are just listening to the audio on this podcast and aren't going to see that, she's actually cuter than Mariah Carey. Like, she has a little bit of that look, but she's like way spunkier. And I mean, obviously, like, nowhere near that amount of makeup. So she's like a natural cutie pie. You'll love her.
Yeah. And natural boobs, unlike I think Mariah Carey. So
yeah, she has nice boobs too.
Yeah, she has great poop. So anyway, it's called 37 Problems web series. That's something I wanted to share with you. And then a couple other things before we wrap up here. So we were all excited about Red Oaks last week because we knew Amazon was going to release the third season. But we were all also a little skeptical. And as it turned out, our skeptical selves, there was a reason for it. So Red Oaks is it's about an 80s country club. They did a pilot episode which was loaded with nudity from Alexandra Tershin and a bunch of other girls. That was in the pilot episode.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, season 2 and now season 3 released on Amazon has featured no nudity. Now, you had Gina Gershon on this. I know, who looks super sexy. You got Alexandra Tershin, who already did great nude scenes in the first in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
they went the whole season and nobody got naked. So we were a little disappointed in Red Oaks for that. But I wanted to update people because, we've been promoting at our website, Red Oaks is going to be up. We'll get you the details. And as it turns out, there are two seasons in a row of no nudity, which is not good.
It's not good. And you know what? Gina Gershon has always been like a girl crush of mine. And it's just so disappointing when someone who's that gorgeous, hardly ages. It's like, just show us the goods.
We're going to call Red Oaks Poison Oaks if they don't start putting nudity in there. Yeah.
Right.
I just want to update everyone. No nudity in season 3 of Red Oaks. And then last but not least, before we wrap it up there's a show called Good Behavior on TNT. It's a crime drama starring Juan Diego Botto and Michelle Dockery. And they just started up their second season. But I wanted to show you, Andrea.
Whoa.
This is one of the hottest, this Good Behavior at the end of the first season, I think it was January of 2017 or December, it was somewhere around there. They ended their first season. There was a sex scene. Now, technically it's not nude. Michelle Dockery and, this Juan Diego Botto, it's not nude, but it was one of the hottest, basic cable sex scenes I've ever seen.
This is hot as hell. Okay.
I know, it's so good. And she's smoking hot and he's like this Hispanic dude. And, he's taking her from behind, standing up, and she's in her underwear and you could see like her butt through the thong. And it was really hot. I know she's probably, people would know her from Downton Abbey, Michelle Dockery. I can't remember her character name, but
Mary.
So she's like a pretty well known from that. But how hot is that? Lady Mary's what she's known as. But yeah, he pulls her. First, you see her in a thong. Then he pulls her thong down. He puts his hands down the front of her pants. He does her from behind. One of my favorite sex scenes from basic cable I've ever seen. And hopefully season 2 will have some really good stuff. But this was the last episode, the final episode of the first season.
This is just stupendously hot. I mean, she's wearing the fuck me boots. He lifts the skirt. He pulls the thong down. We get the full ass shot. What I really love about this is we don't often see this fair of skin. I know that's like a weird random kind of observation, but her porcelain flawless skin is so unique because we hardly ever see like an ass that pale, but it's so fucking hot.
And yeah, when he goes in there, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. When he licks his fingers and then goes down the front, I'm assuming he's like giving her a hand job on the clit. I don't even know. But it's amazing. I mean, good finding. Yeah. Who'd have thought that Lady Mary would be all doing this, because she's very proper.
Yeah, so good behavior will give you wood behavior if you watch it. So check it out. But anyway, Andrea, so thanks. Yeah, so it was all TV today, but there was a ton of it. And I'm glad we're all caught up because there was a lot to get to today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this week, the small screen definitely led to lots of hard peens, but also that webisode too. I mean, that was badass.
I know. That's my pick to click this week. Lisa, that was amazing. 37 problems.
And so just for the vernacular, is a webisode going to be considered small screen too?
Because you know what? If you look at that, that's high def. It's like if I held up those GIFs of or GIFs of a TV show from BBC One or the web thing, and I didn't tell you what was what, you wouldn't know.
Absolutely
one
not.
Was a web series and one was a TV series. No. You can't tell the difference. So
no.
Yeah, if you're going to put great nudity in your web series and you're a hot babe, we will talk about it on the Mr. Skin podcast. So.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. You killed it again. Episode 68. I cannot wait for episode 69.
What do we have next in episode 69? We'll definitely do something fun for our 69th episode of the Mr. Skin podcast.
I'm so stoked. And I just want to say before we go, for the record, I have a diamond in the muff. Well, when I have a muff.
I know. I can't imagine your thighs are touching. Jesus.
They don't touch. All right, boy. No. That was awesome, Skin. I learned a lot. I got turned on a lot. And you nailed it. So I'm so excited for episode 69. We'll see you next week.
You got it, Andrea. Take care.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.